Hey James,
Hey, Brad.
isn't it so much better to not just be exclusive to Spotify and actually be back to a live episode? Because last week was a pre-recorded one due to Halloween, or not Halloween. God, oh, I wish I could take back the pre-recorded thing. Due to well, what's the holiday? Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we pre-recorded a Thanksgiving episode way in advance so that we didn't have to record on Thanksgiving. And it was only on Spotify. So for all of you that wondered, where did we go last week? Well, that's where we were, and you should go check it out. But
But it's good to be back on Anchor and all the other places.
yeah, I'd prefer to do episodes for people, but we do have a couple other, or for all people, but we do have a couple other episodes coming that are Anchor exclusive. As you might have heard earlier that I mentioned, God, I'm very slow tonight, which is not good because, as I was going to say, this episode is the Disney College Reunion Part 2, which has been asked for forever. Which means we're going back old school, no edits at all. Like, I'm not, it might not seem like I edit, but no edits at all. We're
Classic
going all in. Whatever
D College
happens,
Pod.
happens.
Classic D College Pod.
Oh, and I also do have to say, we don't like Jason Aldean anymore.
Yeah, no, screw that guy.
He didn't respond to us. That's his biggest thing. Two, he's a Trump supporter, which, if you're a Trump supporter, that's cool. But Jason Aldean does not win our heart on that one. And he
Yeah,
also, we don't really like country music. So it's just made sense not to be. And so I've been digging around ideas, and as a lot of people probably know, and if you don't, then I made the announcement on Instagram on the 18th of November, which is a couple of weeks ago. We are now a 303 podcast. We are the D stands for Don't Trust Me podcast.
oh yeah. Don't
So
trust me.
for all you vegetarians, I hope you ain't scared of them.
Because we got no beef.
So like I said, there's going to be no edits. So as you hear all our former roommates show up, it's going to be as we're hearing them show up. So it's about to get really interesting. Are you ready, James?
Let's do it. Let's get weird.
All right, let's make a bet. Who do you think is going to come in first?
I'm going to say Nick is going to come in first,
I think it's either going
followed
to be
by,
Nick or Connor.
I was going to say if Nick comes in first, it's going to be followed by Connor, then Brandon, and
Yeah.
then Austin.
I don't even know if Austin's joining us. Austin tends to bail on us, which is a bummer. It is Connor. Connor was the first one. We are right.
Surprise,
It is
surprise.
Connor from the No Highway Option
You
podcast.
guys can hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly. Can
Sweet.
you hear
Yeah,
us?
because last time I tried to connect with my mic, it did not work for a while.
Yeah, I remember that. Good times.
Yeah, good times. What was it, like 3 months ago, 2 months ago?
It feels like it was about a year ago.
Yeah, time doesn't.
But
Time does not make sense anymore.
yeah, it was probably, I think it was August.
Okay. So
It's one of the first episodes.
that's 3 months ago.
Yeah, which this the first Disney College reunion episode has one of the most views that our episodes have, so
Nice.
we figured we'd go the same way as the last time and do no edits, which we used to do,
Yeah.
and
Well, and
just kind of
editing a
let it
podcast is
play.
annoying.
Oh, it sucks. I hated that we started doing it. But
yeah, that's kind of, I did it from the very beginning for us, and so it's like, well, got to keep doing it, even if it's annoying. But my parents are like, how much time do you spend on that thing, and how much are you getting paid for it? I'm like, not much, and but a lot of time.
Yeah, we've made, I probably won't say how much we've made.
Yeah, that's not polite.
But... Oh, it is Brandon.
What's up, guys?
Brandon is the second
Hello,
call.
Brandon.
I'm here.
Brandon's Brandon, what's your podcast called again?
It's called The Blue Bloods.
It's on the screen.
Podcast. Check it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Nick has also joined us.
Yeah, Blue Bloods Podcast. Check it out.
Well, I wasn't sure because I see it next to it sometimes. It says college football.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure how you type it in the thing.
Yeah, it's one of those.
What? Yeah. So, Connor, before we get started, we just recorded our episode on Star Wars Holiday Special. And I know that we were trying to get you on there and it just didn't work out.
Didn't work out, nah.
Do you want to say your thoughts on it?
I thought it was very cute. It was an excitable, fun little ride with a bunch of great characters. It's personally my episode 9. Rise of Skywalker did not happen. And yeah, I like how they turned Poe into a holiday-obsessed kind of a dumbass.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Who can't cook yib-nib?
Tip-yip.
Yeah. Tip-yip.
Oh, my cats are attacking me while we're recording.
Come on, toga tips.
This is why we...
Toga tips.
Yogurt tips.
Oh, yogurt tips.
Yogurt bits.
Yogurt.
So tonight, I don't think you guys know this, but I'm letting Connor and Nick run the show I'm letting Connor run the show.
Okay. I don't think I knew that either.
No, I didn't tell anyone. This was a surprise for us all. But I just decided.
Okay.
Okay, do you want me to talk about the game idea I gave you again?
Sure.
So this was inspired by the podcast I Drink Your Podcast, and they were talking about putting together a heist team for one of their things. And so I messaged our group, who's in your Disney heist team? What Disney characters make up the 5 main elements of a heist team? That's the leader, the brains, the brawn, the face, the demolitions expert, and the wild card. And
okay. Yeah, and we all put together a general list, and I believe you said the plan was we're all going to come together, say who's which on our list, and put together
a team. Yeah, so
I might be wrong on
that. So I think it would be fun if we went round robin, each person says their pick for a certain position, and then we figure out who's the best pick out of those. And then at the end, we'll have the ultimate Disney heist team. And the thing that they're heisting are the plans for Universal's Epic Universe theme park.
I have a question.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Can we give a little, a reason why? Like a pitch meeting
almost? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, okay. Just make them quick, because I still have to watch the Polar Express tonight.
Okay.
Oh, for, is that a...
That's a... That's upcoming? A Snow Highway Option episode. You heard it here first.
Which luckily this comes out the first weekend in December.
Yeah, and this is for a later episode than that. So you heard it here first.
Should I make it?
No, edit? No edits. You said no edits.
That is true. I did say no edits.
Hi, future us. Listen to this.
All right. Any more questions about it?
No, I have a feeling James did not put together a list, though. Am I right, James?
I have a partial list.
Is your list, is your list Cars 2 twice?
No.
Cars 2 twice. I don't know. My voice gave out there.
Is Finn McMissile on yours, James?
No. Okay. He is not.
Is Holly Shiftwell?
Is.
No. Maybe.
All right. So, who do we want to start with? Do we want to start with the leader?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sure. On my screen, it looks like the order would be Brad, Brandon, Connor, Nick, James. Is that all right?
Yeah, just sure. As long as no one steals my idea. This is my favorite one.
Okay. So, yeah, just imagine there's like Ocean's 11 music going on in the background right now, like the doon 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 doon, that type of stuff. So, Brad, who's your first pick for leader?
So this isn't a Disney character exactly. I'm pulling a James here. but I picked Walt Disney's frozen head.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
This is for the brains character.
This
right?
is the is leader. What we said?
The leader.
Looking ahead.
We're going in the order that was in the Facebook group, right?
Yeah, and didn't that start with leader or
it did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just triple checking because I based it off of that. So yes, I picked Walt Disney's frozen head.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going with a 3-in-1 here, and I'm gonna go with all three of the Caballeros because I feel like it's a cheat code. You get 3-in-1, you get some Donald gags. I think it could be a lot of fun.
Interesting.
I like that.
For my leader, I chose someone who has experience leading a team and can see things from every angle, even angles that might be a little too small for humans to see. My leader is Woody the Cowboy from the Toy Stories.
Okay.
He does lead.
Oh, man. If this was movie fights, I'd be so ready. Okay. My leader is the only one of us who's ever led a team, and he's alive, and he is perhaps the greatest leader of the modern Disney era. That's right, I'm talking about the man, the myth, the legend, Michael Eisner.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's lit.
Oh, James.
So, James.
I quit. No. You're disqualified.
So, James just doesn't have an answer then, it seems?
So my leader is the brains of the mastermind of the greatest heist in all of Disney history.
The last four Nicolas Cage. Star Wars.
Nicolas Cage from National
What's
Treasure.
What's his character's name?
Ooh. Oh, I don't actually
Nicolas
know.
Nicolas Cage from National Treasure.
It's Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Yes, thank you, Nick. Benjamin Franklin Gates. Come on, James.
Disqualified.
Yeah, how dare you forget that, James?
He's Ben Gates?
Besides Nicolas Cage.
All right, so we have to decide our leader as Walt Disney's frozen head, all three of the Caballeros, Woody, Michael Eisner, or Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Ooh. Well, let's disqualify James because he didn't even know the name of his guy, so I was going to find him in a phone book.
Yeah, that works. My problem with Michael Eisner is he'll be great in the beginning, and then certain aspects, he'll run into the ground towards the end.
Okay.
You want to talk about Disneyland Paris? You want to talk about Euro Disney?
Hold on. I should have specified specifically 1992 Michael Eisner, the height of the Disney era, okay? Most heists don't take a 10-year span, so he'd at worst be working into 95. He's deep in his plans for Animal Kingdom. He has some time. He has animals for us to use, too.
All right. I'll take that. But at the same time, Woody Cowboy, we all love him.
Yeah, but he's
him.
A toy. What humans are going to listen to
Walt
a toy?
Walt Disney started it all.
But he's dead.
His head's frozen.
Yeah, but it's
he can't
his
speak.
Head.
You have to unfreeze it for it
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, but then we unfreeze
also,
it. We
did you see that?
It, and then we
did you see that
magic.
Little indie movie of Walt Disney's frozen head going around Magic Kingdom? It wasn't great.
Oh, yeah. You might be right.
And you know what they say, though? Is that three heads are better than one. So,
you know, I'm going to have to go with Brandon
on
that one.
Donald has a temper, so he's going to get mad if no one listens to him right away. Plus, no, the other Caballeros are always just chasing after human ladies. They're going to get distracted. You need someone who has their eye on the prize.
They have their eye on the prize, human ladies.
Yeah, that's not the hype. We're not stealing women, you creep.
The three Caballeros do seem to have a bit of conflict between them. And...
But that would lead
yeah,
to antics,
that's
my... which would lead
I
to greatness.
Yeah, are we putting together a funny heist? Or are we putting together a successful heist? Nicolas Cage can, or not Nicolas Cage, Michael Eisner can do both. He put together Who Framed Roger Rabbit and A Successful Empire.
Nicolas Cage did steal the Declaration of Independence, though.
Well,
no, Benjamin Franklin Gates did.
Yeah, yes. Not Nicolas Cage himself.
Would it surprise you if he did, though?
Eh, I mean, he does have to pay for his island somehow.
Okay.
All right, well, it seems like we've reached an impasse with these debates. Why don't we all go around and vote for one that isn't ours and see which has the most votes?
All right.
Same order. So, reminder, it's Walt Disney's Frozen Head, all three Caballeros, Woody the Cowboy, Michael Eisner, and Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Oh, yeah. James got disqualified, but it's fine.
Yeah, but we'll just have him there. It's his show.
That's true. Sorry, James.
Is he here?
He does have access to our social media accounts now.
James, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just drinking a milkshake.
Okay, fine.
Wait, is it a milkshake or is it shaken up milk?
Ew.
Yeah, he drinks a lot of milk.
I'm aware.
I guess you could say both on that matter. It's not very thick, but...
Okay.
Yeah,
so do I go first? So... I'm going to go with the three however you say it. I was going to go with Woody, but he's kind of a dick.
He is.
Usually. So, like, I just don't want to deal with him for 2 hours, like, in a heist movie. Yeah. Or, like, if I go to jail, I don't want to end up with him.
Wait, hold on. I have a question. Are we putting together a movie?
No, it's just a heist. It's a heist
team. Okay, I'm just saying, if it's a movie... Michael Eisner has starred in several successful shorts. It's time to let him shine.
Are they shorts or are they just him saying
they're
hello?
They're intros, but there's one where he said hello and then he roller skated. Tell me what of your characters has that versatility?
Woody Cowboy fell from sky.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to vote Woody Cowboy is best friends with Tim Allen's character, so I'm a vote for Michael Eisner.
Okay. It's a bit of a roundabout way to get to that. I will also vote for 1992, specifically Michael Eisner, 2 years into the Disney decade, killing it.
Wearing a ruffled shirt. Oh, it's me? I'm going to go with Woody because I kind of just want to – I feel like – it'd be fun to see him talking to people who are way bigger than him.
Yes.
That's my idea for the actual parks. I think, I don't want them to fire anyone, but they should
you're
just
a little
get
late on that front, buddy.
Or the actual size dolls. Yeah, yeah. But they should just get the little dolls and just sit them there and have you meet the dolls instead. Because a 7-foot Buzz Lightyear is horrifying. And until people can admit that.
It's like, also not screen accurate.
It is a little off-putting. James, what's your vote?
My vote is for the three Caballeros because I feel like, they would.
So the...
What's a tie?
I'm the tie-breaking vote then, so I'll say Michael Eisner.
Yeah, the tie-breaking vote is for Nick. So...
No, this is bananas.
The leader... of our heist team, of the ultimate heist team, is 1992 era Michael Eisner.
Well, also, I want to point out that he stole the plans, quote unquote, for Universal Studios Orlando, so he can steal plans anytime.
Good point. He has already done this. All right, next up, the brains of the operation. Who can be smart enough to make sure your thing goes off scot-free?
I put Bob Iger.
Oh my god. I don't this is not going to be an entirely executives team, is it?
I put Walker.
Who did they call in though when like shit started going down earlier in the year because of COVID? They called in Bob Iger.
I mean, it was a tradesies backsies, but I guess.
Yeah, but he's the brains. They had to get him to come in and
kind of more of an experience play, but okay.
Okay.
He was the brains.
I like it. Who's okay? So my brains is going to be, who's that smart guy from The Simpsons, like the sciencey guy?
Professor Frink.
No. Nick Rivian. Dr. Nick Rivian. Yeah, doctor.
He is doctor.
It's inflammable.
Call 1-800-DOCTORB. The B is for bargain. So for me, I decided to go a little modern. And what is more intelligent than machine intelligence? An algorithm that can predict what's going to happen. An algorithm that has already done a plan and made it work. I'm choosing Yas from Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So there's only one choice that is a master of all sciences. In an afternoon, can learn molecular physics or gamma radiation or salt time travel. And that's why Tony Stark, you hand him any problem. All you need to do is give him, I don't know where you thought I was going.
I thought you were going with Phineas and Ferb.
That's not who I was.
No, I don't.
Oh, that would have been even better.
No, I'm going to say Tony Stark because Tony Stark, you just give him a problem. He says he can't do it. He thinks for a little bit. And then him and his AI come up with it. There's nothing he can't solve. No science he doesn't know. And it's going to be a big box office draw if we're making a movie.
Yeah.
I got to go with Lewis from Meet the Robinsons. Because, you know, if he's faced with any problem, you know, he just keeps moving forward. Try to find a solution.
Yeah, I mean, that's the entirety of that movie.
I've never seen that. My last name is Robinson. Should I watch it?
Yeah, you need to watch it now just to see him keep moving forward.
Don't watch it.
It's not really worth it.
Oh man, James, I want you to sum up every movie that I watch from now on. Two guys are gonna fail their history exam. But then they go back in time and just keep moving forward.
They just go back in time and have an excellent adventure.
No, I want every movie for them to be keep moving forward. That's the quote from all movies now.
All right. I'm immediately going to strike Bob Iger from this list for me. Like, it's not a full cancellation, but I'm not sure. He has done some good things. He has made some good strategic purchases. But for a heist, you got to think quick. And it's like with an executive... Executive decisions take a long time. Also,
that's true.
I'll agree because how is he going to get along with Michael?
Yeah, they weren't big fans. He also
fired a bunch of people, so we should just remove him.
I don't know. He actually moved straight to the top of my list because that's really funny to me. There's conflict. There's conflict in every good heist movie. You ever seen the A-Team?
True.
Fantastic. I like it.
I was saying true to the conflict in any good heist movie, not the A-Team being fantastic, but...
What's Fantastic or not Fantastic Four? Fast and Furious with The Rock and Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Well, that's ending now. The next one's the last one, and The Rock has a spinoff.
They added three more.
No, I thought that...
They recently announced, I think, 10. Is, no. 10 or 12 is the limit.
They're going to space.
I think they announced one more than what was already announced. I think they're doing 11.
Fast and Furious.
We need to drive this car into the space.
The 11th is going to be the end. Then there's going to be spinoffs and stuff. But that's Universal. Dr. Nick. We love Dr. Nick. We stan Dr. Nick. Yep. He is a good friend. But at the same time, a heist... He'd eat the money.
I mean, he could double as the demolitions expert or the wild card.
Yeah, well, but if he eats the money, then that's how you get it out of the place. Yeah.
Well, we're going for after plans, not money. And Dr. Nick always messes up surgeries and lets people explode. So you want someone who, you know, has things that scientific. Well, you can pitch him when we do that category.
Yeah.
But for the brains, I don't think he's doing brains.
My whole theme is there, one right now.
Oh, so you're just going with the budget.
There is a very clear example of him messing up surgeries.
Haven't you ever met his old friend, Mr. McGreg, with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg?
I can do Dr. Nick all night, so we should move on.
Okay. Get the Mr. Robinson's guy out of there. Or the Mr. Robinson.
I mean,
guy.
He is an inventor scientist, but he also does...
He's a kid.
He also does cause a man to practically die in an early scene in the film when he shoots a peanut butter and jelly gun at him.
I'm just saying, James, are you comfortable with bringing a child into like an adult situation like that?
Oh, it depends how serious we're talking.
People,
you know,
might die,
death
man.
Is possible.
There are Transformers guarding the plans to Universal's next park.
All right.
So at this point, I'm lost at who is left in the competition.
It looks like the only people who were truly booted was Bob Iger. It looks like we still have Dr. Nick, Yas, Tony Stark, and Lewis Robinson, even though Lewis Robinson doesn't seem to be a fan favorite.
Okay, I have a question about Yas from Ralph Breaks the Internet. How is Yas going to interact with the characters? Are Michael Eisner and gang going into the internet? Because that seems a little
No,
impossible.
This is fiction.
Well, when Michael Eisner was around, there really wasn't that widespread of an internet. So how would he know how
it's
to use it?
Well, we're bringing Michael Eisner. See, Tony Stark is going to bring him back from 92 into now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tony Stark, I think.
Brandon?
I'm going to go with Yas.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go with... Yeah, I'm going to go with Tony Stark.
Who are the, I don't want to pick Brad. Who is yours?
I'm gonna pick Bob Iger.
I'm gonna keep up my love of Disney CEO.
Didn't you just say we should boot him, and then you said Bob?
Yep.
You voted for him.
All right, I'll vote for Yas too. Then
thank you.
Even though
I'm gonna vote for Tony.
It's
Stark.
A tie again between. Or no, wait. No, Tony Stark gets it.
I think that was the tiebreaker.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So far, Nick has chosen both of them. And now we move on to the brawn, the muscle, the one who can take a beating and dish one out as well.
Oh, I mean, I picked Wreck-It Ralph, but... He can't really take a beating because he got his feelings hurt when his friend
I
left.
Mean, that's not a physical thing, but sure.
But his motto is, gotta wreck it. So I think he would be pretty powerful and a good use.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm going to go with, you know, it's kind of who you think of when you think of Disney characters that are strong. I'm going with 50-foot TJ from the last episode. Tower of TJ. So he'll pick you up, he'll drop you. And, it's terrifying, if you will.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. For mine, look, of all the people we've named, it's been a pretty big sausage fest. We got to get some ladies up in here. And who is... the strongest woman in the Disney canon? Well, it's got to be a literal superhero. How about Josie Stronghold, a.k.a. Jetstream from Sky High?
Yeah. It's right in the name.
Strong. I haven't seen that in years.
Wait, isn't her superpower that she can fly and her husband is
she
strong?
Has supersonic flight and is also skilled at hand-to-hand combat.
Okay, keep in mind she's not strong.
She's still superhero strong.
What's in her name?
Brandon, your name is Williams. Are you a Will?
Yeah, he is Will.
Technically. Okay, let's see. Come on, stupid.
Then I guess there's a way. Yeah.
Just say your thing.
Oh, okay. So here's my question for you guys. Who puts the Glad in Gladiator?
Danny DeVito.
Kurt Russell. The Rock.
The Genie. It's
not Kurt Russell.
The Genie from Aladdin. Because that guy is, he's infinite. And he's not shackled. It's the Genie at the end of Aladdin, or doing the second two direct-to-DVD or VHS movies. He's infinite. He can do whatever. I'm not talking about the Will Smith one. He's so strong. You can't kill him. And he's just, he can do things with his mind. He can make things smaller.
So just to be clear, you're saying Genie from the Aladdin sequel?
No, Genie at the end of the first Aladdin when he's wearing a Disney shirt specifically to show synergy.
He's, yeah, I was going to say it's a goofy hat and a Hawaiian shirt, but okay.
Yeah, okay.
And James?
I got to say Kronk from Emperor's New Groove.
We do love Kronk.
Oh, yeah, James might win me on that one.
I want to vote for 50-50.
I'm stuck between oh, Kronk and the Twilight Zone Tower of TJ. Even though that building wasn't alive in our canon, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we ever established it, did we?
Well, in Brandon's beer mind, he was alive.
All right. Well, that's convincing. I don't know. I'm just, my whole soapbox is superhero and girl representation.
Yeah,
that is true.
Wait, hold on.
They did just add a fifth key, which was inclusion, so you might win there.
I'm going to change my vote to Kronk just because I got to be consistent. I don't know if I want even a giant TJ being around during all the.
He's a child. He's a big child. I don't want to put him at risk. And Wreck-It Ralph has the same issues you guys brought up with Yas, where like, are they going to have to lug around the arcade machine for
him to wreck it?
Yeah,
it's a good game. Yeah, they made some arcade machines of it and like put them in the parks for a little bit. It's good. It's like a Donkey Kong clone almost. It's fun. All right. Does anyone have anything else they want to say, or do we want to vote?
Wreck-It Ralph.
What were you saying, James?
No, it's good. I thought we were. I'm so lost.
All right. I'm going to vote for 50-foot TJ.
Hell yeah, you are.
He's 50 feet.
It's 50 feet. That's a lot of feet. So many feet. It is a lot of feet. We love feet.
50 to be exact.
I'll go with Wreck-It Ralph.
All right. I'm going to go with Kronk.
I'm also going to go with Kronk.
I'm going to go with 50 foot TJ.
Who voted for Wreck-It Ralph? All right. You've got to break the tie between the Twilight Zone Tower of TJ and Kronk. The Tower of All right, so our muscle for our team is a 50-foot TJ Detweiler that people can ride inside. just wanna say that out loud so we know what we voted for. Next up is the face. They can provide the distraction for your team. They look good. People are drawn to them. You know, they're like the Brad Pitt in the Ocean's movies.
So this one I thought long and hard about, and I just changed it. Because before, and I'm sure people are going to have these ones, but before I had Mickey Mouse and Baby Yoda. But now I have the true face of the Walt Disney Company, Troy Bolton from High School Musical. He could wink and make us do anything.
That's true.
You can bet on it.
Good.
Nice. That was good.
Good looking fella.
And
not as a teenager, though. I'm going to go with Prince Naveen because pretty good looking guy, even as a frog. Pretty good looking.
I've never heard anyone call him attractive as a frog, but okay. I will take your word for it. So for me, look, the face doesn't have to be traditionally attractive. They just have to attract people. And what attracts more people than a baby? And I can hear you saying, wait a minute, but wouldn't a baby mess up the plans? Babies can't follow directions. They can if they're an adorable little baby, with a 40-year-old man's mind. I'm doing Baby Herman from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that's a throwback. I haven't seen that in years.
Okay. So my pick is someone so distracting that an entire town stopped what they were doing in the middle of their chores, whether it be washing clothes or looking, asking their wife for baguettes or anything. I'm talking Belle, because Belle, all she has to do is really walk through a crowd. And men, women, children, they burst into song, sure, but they're so distracted from everything else that a heist could be going on right behind them, but they're too busy seeing about how Belle is really peculiar.
All right.
So I was going to go with Tomater for my option. I was.
But it's going to be Lightning McQueen, isn't it?
No.
Ka-chow.
I have to pick...
Ka-chew.
I had to pick Flynn Rider from Tangled.
He is because it's the smolder. A hunk.
Yeah,
but wasn't he like really stealthy? Like he was trying to.
It's true. People. He is wanted everywhere.
That's not very distracting.
So
yeah, so
and they, well, that could be twisted. They want him everywhere.
He does have signs saying they want an award for his arrest. Does that work for you?
But I do have to say that Prince Naveen seems like a better choice to me because he's royalty, and an entire like the town is like, oh, look at him, he's here to marry someone. Flynn Rider's wanted, sure, but that's only if you look at the wall.
See, the one my thing with Prince Naveen, I do think he's a good choice, but he's very easily distracted and easily fooled.
Well, isn't right. that like the whole point of the face though? Like they're not really supposed to be like competent.
I mean,
they're just there.
Yeah, they're but really yeah, it's a,
why can't they be confident? Why can't
it's
they
a
be
bonus
smart
if they're
and
competent?
Beautiful?
Look, man, nothing gathers a crowd like a baby.
So now you go with a 2-in-1 like me. I'm not going after that kid.
Love babies.
Also, that baby's only going to distract him until he makes a gross sex reference, and then everyone's going to be like,
"He's
oh,
an
that's
actor.
A vulgar
He's
baby.
A professional." But
I don't know. He got mad at Roger when Roger saw stars well, instead of birds.
Man, if you're on set for a long time and they keep screwing the same thing up, I understand why he's mad.
Well, this is a very high, this is really high stress environment. I don't know if he can handle it. He's a baby.
Troy Bolton, you can bet on him like James said.
Another child. Or a teen.
Troy yeah. Bolton is a child. I'm going to say no for the children.
Well, no, Baby Herman is 40, so he doesn't care.
No, he's. But, no, wait.
But Nick, how many other people can you bet on?
Didn't he say? That's true. He may have won my vote back. Didn't Baby Herman say that he was 1 year old with a 40-year-old dinky? Or a 40-year-old.
The problem is, I got a 50-year-old lust and a 3-year-old dinky. So he is meant.
Yeah, and
he's mentally 50 years old.
Yes, but he's still a child, and he's 3 years old, and still wears a diaper and a bonnet.
That's his character.
Yeah. Just saying.
Well, just remember, if you vote Troy Bolton,
oh my
it'll
God.
Be the start of something.
I'm gonna get rid of him just to stop this.
And we're all in this together.
All right, I'm gonna vote.
They're all.
Can we eliminate any off the bat?
No.
All right, fine. Then let's vote. Okay, one quick
okay.
thing: is Belle animated or Emma Watson? Okay.
She's animated, so she's it's kind of like how in the new Spider-Man game, whenever he's wearing like the cartoon costume. So she's animated, and she's not auto-tuned. Like,
well, like everybody in that movie, because that was a disaster.
Yeah,
I
got in fights at a New Year's Eve party when I said it wasn't very good.
Whoa! All
right,
Troy Bolton, Prince Naveen, Baby Herman. Belle and Flynn Rider Eugene Fitzherbert.
I'm going to okay. go with Flynn Rider.
Nah. I'm going to get my head in the game, go with Troy Bolton.
I'll go with Prince Naveen. Although the distraction thing is a big part of it, I like him.
I'm going to go with Baby Herman because I do think that if nothing else, he's going to make you laugh.
Hell yeah, Baby
I
Herman.
I also gotta go with Baby Herman for that reason.
Baby Herman.
I got one on the board. Baby Herman is our face. That was the one I was most proud of when I was thinking of this.
I just want to say that we were talking about inclusion.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well, but...
Oh, wait. We could have included Armageddon characters.
Good segue to the demolition expert, because every team has one of those. Yes, we can absolutely include Armageddon characters if you want, like, 2 seconds to look up what Bruce Willis's name was.
I don't know his name in it, but he saved the world. Remember that. They left him. All right. So my character... So for demolition, I picked the... I believe it's a bunny from Ralph Breaks the Internet that whenever they give him pancakes, he explodes.
Oh, yeah, the post-credit scene, rabbit. Pancake.
Yeah, the traumatic scene.
Pancake milkshake,
with
rabbit.
With baby Moana.
Yeah, him, because he explodes. All right.
Okay. I'm going to go with Animal from the Muppets, but Baby Animal from the Muppet Babies. And I've never, like, witnessed him blow anything up or destroy anything at all. But you know kids, and you know what he turned out to be, I guess. Like, for instance, I had a friend when I was growing up who used to take toads from outside, take them into his house to his second story bedroom, just drop them out the window.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that kid's in jail. And I think he blew up a car, and that's just something I can see Baby Animal doing.
And he was your friend?
Mother babies.
It's like, well, you know, you're when you're a kid, you're friends with people and you don't see the red flags. It's interesting you chose a Muppet, because I also chose a Muppet. He's a little less known. His name is Crazy Harry. His whole thing is that whenever someone says anything that sounds like an explosion, he pops his head in. Like if they say, oh man, that movie didn't make any money, it was a huge bomb, he'll pop his head in, say, did somebody say bomb, and blow something up. That's his whole bit.
Okay, so my guy is someone who, you know, he's done a lot of things he's not proud of, such as robbing graves, plundering tombs, double parking, and he makes things go boom. He's a dynamite expert. I'm talking Vinny from Atlantis.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to come up on somebody's. Okay.
Hmm. It was going to be Bomb Voyage, but he's evil, and I didn't want to have that.
So this character has actually been in a heist, and he's successfully gotten away, and that is Bomb Voyage from The Incredibles.
Really funny.
James, all right,
I will say off the bat, three of these have experience with explosives. One of these definitely doesn't, and the other one is very, like, vague connection.
Yeah. I'm going to say to get rid of Baby Animal, because...
We already have a token...
he's a child.
We already have the token baby on the team.
Do you want a bunch of little kids hanging out with Michael Eisner and Tony Stark and a 50-foot TJ Detweiler? Getting into adult situations in heist movies. I don't.
Spider-Man hangs out with Tony Stark, and look how he turned out.
Yeah, he's not a. He's a grown man playing a teenage child.
Different. It's a Muppet. It's a baby Muppet. It's not a baby.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What if the guy controlling his puppet thing is like 60 years old?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because baby Animal was never a Muppet. He was a cartoon. He was a cartoon Muppet. So
they recently
did
make puppet versions of them for little like Disney Junior bumpers where they would interact with children live. They're quality puppets, but at the same time, he has no business with explosives. The most explosive thing he has is like throwing a crayon at Miss Piggy.
Yeah, if you picked adult him, then maybe when he drums, he could like they could sync him
but
up.
But he's not the explosion Muppet.
But baby,
I
him,
chose
I
the explosion Muppet. It's Crazy Harry.
That's true, you did. Or like Bunsen and Honeydew, maybe.
I almost chose Swedish Chef just because of
that works.
Muppet Vision 3D, where he shot the cannon.
Wait, hold on. Are theme Disney. Park characters allowed? Perfect. Okay. Disney.
Well, here's the thing. The bunny, you see him because they hint that you saw it in the trailer. So he's taken one for the team by exploding. So you know that he'll explode again.
So he explodes once?
The bunny thing is going to take a while. And like the people can get away if someone is just feeding him pancakes. And they're like, wait, wait, wait. They don't... the scene...
I disagree. It's a distraction as well.
The scene doesn't show the force of his explosion, if it like just makes him pop or if it affects Ralph and Vanellope. So like
you see the pop in that little girl's eyes as she's screaming.
Yeah, but that's
I don't know why she screamed.
Enough with bringing kids into it, guys. Come on.
I don't know why she screamed though, because she asked where her favorite scene in the movie was. Wouldn't she expect it?
I'm going to vote to get rid of the bunny who eats pancakes for the same reason as Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, we have a lot of Wreck-It Ralph characters for this. Yeah, breaks the internet. Which like
the great movie it was. Oh yeah, don't you love
whenever you see
Grumpy hanging out next to like a stormtrooper and don't see any of that interaction? Love it.
It wasn't one of my favorites, but I thought it was fun.
Also, why is it called Break the Internet? I don't think that's a joke. It's not a funny joke.
All right, so it looks like we're stuck with Crazy Harry, Vinny, and Bon Voyage. Nick brought up a reason why Bon Voyage shouldn't be there, because he's a bad guy.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Suicide Squad? That's not a case
for anything being good.
Are you telling me that Michael Eisner is going to put like a
actually,
chip inside Bon Voyage?
I can see Michael Eisner being the Viola Davis of this team.
No, Michael Eisner is clearly Batman in this Justice League here.
Bob Iger's not part of the team.
So Bob Iger is Viola?
Yeah. So you're admitting you made a mistake?
No, he said Michael Eisner.
Did I say Bob Iger?
James said Bob Iger.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, James, you're admitting you made a mistake then.
Good, James.
All right, Brad, start the voting.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Wait, hold on, real quick. I want to just say that the explosion guy from the Muppets, from the way that Connor described it, it sounds like he when everybody says bomb, he blows things up. It sounds like he's just haphazard.
They can use that to their advantage.
Okay.
Crazy Harry.
I'm voting for him. The Muppet. Yeah.
This is tough. I'm gonna go with Bon Voyage. I think we need a little bit of an extra wild card, even though we're about to pick a wild card.
I'm gonna go with Vinny, though his dynamite might be a little outdated, his methods might be a little, 1920s. He's great. I made a bridge. Took me 2-3 minutes? Love it.
I'm going to go with Bon Voyage just because it was my second choice.
And it looks like I'm the tiebreaker, and I'm going to do what Nick did in the beginning and vote for myself. So Crazy Harry is the demolition deck.
Yeah. Brandon, hold on. Brandon voted for himself.
Okay, well, you were the one that I first thought of. And last but not least, the wild card.
Killer.
It's a wild card. Everyone has them. They're not the most clean cut. They might not be the most good or the most bad. They're just the wild card.
Yeah. I think you all know who I voted for on this one, or at least James does.
Can you guess? Is it Inspector Gadget? But Inspector Gadget.
Is it Figment?
Too? I didn't even think of Inspector Gadget. No, I forgot about him.
No. Is it Figment in his new Christmas sweater?
Oh, no, I can't. No, I wish. It's it's Goofy.
Ah. Yeah.
Goofy is terrifying. And if you would know, if you go to Disney University, when you're walking around in there, you just see him hanging from the ceiling and he just has this look in his eye like, I'm going to murder you.
You better be.
Like, doesn't it just creep you out?
No, not at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, Goofy is
fine. No, it comforted me.
Well, I guess I'm the odd one out on this. Goofy is the scariest Disney character in the world.
Okay. I'm with you there, Brad. Goofy trial. Goofy wants your money. Oof.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Launchpad McQuack. I think he's a wild card in a few senses of the word. First of all, I mean, just look at him. Everything he says is just off the cuff. He's a pilot, but he's not good at it. And his last name is McQuack, when everyone else's last name is Duck or McDuck.
All right, he's Brandon, the ducks make. Original or reboot?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to come up with one on the fly now. I had Launchpad McQuack 2017 as well. All right, Nick and James, you go. I got to think of a wild card.
Okay, I was going to pick Darkwing Duck, but seeing as he now appears in the new DuckTales, I'm going to change mine. So mine is, when you think of Disney, you think of friendship. You think of unlikely pairings coming together to become huge friends. Now, I think we both know the classic two characters that I'm thinking of here. It's a duo. They have to be together. Maybe the greatest Disney duo. You never know who they're going to shake hands with or what stairs they're going to walk up or, you know, what jokes they're going to make. It's Ben Franklin and Mark Twain from The American Adventure in Epcot. That's my wild card.
Is it Ben Franklin Gates or just Ben Franklin?
It's Benjamin Franklin, not Benjamin Franklin Gates. Ben Franklin walks upstairs and they shake hands. Animatronics shake hands.
We cheered.
I think we all know who I picked for mine.
Tomater.
And no, that's going to be, it's Tomater specifically from Cars 2. Because Mater already is a wild card, but then you give him all the weapons and the cloaking device and all that stuff. The jetpack, the jet boosters.
Can I?
Yeah, I still have to get my last one. No, say something about Mater while I figure this out.
Go ahead. Okay. So here's the thing. We criticize the Wreck-It Ralph characters saying, how are they going to get out? How are they going to come here? All that stuff. And also, if I saw Mater, I would be distracted by him. So, the face is over here. I'm going to be looking at the talking car that sounds like Larry the Cable Guy. So it's just going to be a big distraction.
There are way too many questions
really
about the Cars universe. And I did think of my newest wild card. It's someone who seems like they're going to mess up your plans, but they do have loyalty. They do want to be with you at all times. They have a one-track mind, and they're set on that, and they also make you question your very existence. Forky.
That's a good one. Yes. I do have a question, and it's not about Forky. Is FX technically a Disney channel? So we could just pick Charlie Day. Whatever his last name. Yeah, Charlie Kelly. Because he is the wild card.
He is.
And he's a Disney character.
Do you want to change your vote to that?
Yeah, I mean, Goofy still scares the ever-living shit out of me.
All right.
Actually, you know what? I'm keeping Goofy.
Final group to vote for is Goofy, Beck Bennett's Launchpad McQuack, Ben Franklin and Mark Twain from The American Adventure, Tomater from Cars 2, and I'm switching out Forky for Figment. Yeah, it's because of the sweater. I like that sweater.
Why? Because he put the sweater on?
Well, also, Forky might not move around humans.
But, all right. Oh, so, I mean, Goofy is a wild card. He is a clumsy man.
Yes.
He does have a child. He did fjuck.
He has a child.
That's
so maybe he doesn't want to risk it all because
they've got guns and I've got my ex.
I have the perfect kid.
Mater bad.
Yeah, let's get rid of Mater.
Now,
scrap him for parts.
Now, Figment is an embodiment of imagination and chaos. His whole role in that ride is to cause chaos.
Yeah, but how many people show up to his ride every day?
That's true. And
basically none.
And you changed your answer.
Yeah, I know, but that's because Launchpad was taken. Yeah. I was so confident with Launchpad because it's a great answer.
Goofy.
You're not?
Goofy murders people. You know it.
He's a dog.
Is he a dog? Is he a wolf?
It's what a different...
He? Well, how come Pluto
It's a different
talk?
Evolutionary chain of or dog. How it's like how humans and monkeys. Pluto is lower on the evolutionary chain and Goofy is more forward.
I still don't see it.
That's canon, man.
I still don't see it.
All of these are chaotic nuisances, except for Ben Franklin and Mark Twain.
I would like to say for Launchpad. No, see, we're going just based. I'm saying if you put them in a heist situation, they're from yesteryear, so they're not going to understand modern day customs, slang. So they're going to do things kind of old fashioned. It's going to be kind of like Billy the Kid in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It's going to be like that fish out of water kind of wild card. And Mark Twain's from the Old West, and Ben Franklin's from the time whenever you insulted somebody, you'd mark 10 paces and shoot them. So you don't know what they're going to do because you don't know how they're going to act in modern times. Plus, they're robots who shake hands.
But if we're teaching Michael Eisner to live here, we're going to have to teach them how to live
Michael
here
Eisner's
as well.
And plus we have, he's a genius, and he's the leader.
But we also have Tony Stark, who like programs robots or whatever, so he could just update their like software.
Yeah, he can. Well, he can update their software, but they're gonna have their brains still. But he can update them so that they can shake hands even faster, or have like rocket launchers built into them, so they could have like Ben Franklin with his cane picks it up and just a missile.
I'm just gonna throw in and help out branding because I'm getting rid of Figment and doubling down with Launchpad. Or no, Figment's still in, but Launchpad, you do need a getaway driver. Ugh.
Do
they don't,
die. Don't
want
to die?
Well, they never die.
Yeah, the ducks don't die. I'm pretty sure
Baby Herman is the same size as Huey cartoon. Duck.
Okay, I think Michael Eisner, I think at this point he's 70, so like a 50-year-old Michael Eisner, no way he survived.
Time
a plane
to Google
crash.
How old was Michael Eisner in 1992? About 50 years, you're right.
Well, I'm going to vote.
Also, I want to point out that a wild card does stuff you can't predict. Launchpad does the same thing every time we see him. Say something ridiculous, crash a plane. And then once he got a better pilot, which Tony Stark is right in there. He's a pilot. He can make a ship that flies itself. Once they got a better thing in Della, she started flying the plane more.
I would like to reference the golf episode of DuckTales, the reboot. Where Launchpad was a commentator.
That is wild.
Predict the thing you're gonna say.
Figment house upside down is the last thing I'm gonna say for Figment.
That would be fun to see all the heist upside down suddenly.
But that
so I can't vote
really
for my
stinks.
Own.
No, unless it's a tiebreaker.
I can't vote for my
own. And then
you're
allowed to, because these rules make no sense.
Well, it's kind of like
maybe the real
wild
card
cards,
was the friendship
we
made along the way.
Team.
I never saw much of the guys after that podcast.
I guess I'm going to go with Figment because every time I go on that ride, like I ride it 6 times in a row usually.
The imagination is a blast part is horrifying.
It's unpredictable.
I
have to look away sometimes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the scene that I cheered for one drunken morning, and that's Benjamin Franklin and Mark Twain shaking hands. The robot.
I'm very obviously going to go for my original answer, Launchpad McQuack 2017.
Yeah, I'm also gonna vote for Launchpad McQuack. 2017.
I gotta go with Figment because
imagination and also right, like a personal Brandon, experience with
you're the tiebreaker wild vote. Card. Launchpad.
Oh, well, it's Launchpad McQuack. It's not even close.
Wait, yeah. What is James' yeah. personal experience with Figment being a wild card?
I would like to know.
You remember James versus Figment, the three episode series on YouTube?
If we could edit something out, I would probably edit this out because oh, yeah. it's legit.
Is that real?
You did tell
something
me about this.
It's something we made in high school.
Oh
yeah.
No!
Is this?
We chased him down the. I think it's a Facebook video. We chased him down the street with Figment.
Well, I'm looking on every single website that exists.
I'll just send right, it
well,
to you after.
Ladies and gentlemen, the now, team please. That we are putting together to steal the plans for Universal's Epic Universe and make a fifth Disney park in Disney World, like, I don't know, Disney Friendship Fair, I don't know. Crazy. Oh, no, it's a
crazy land.
It's a spot in the middle of the Midwest, a new park directly in between Anaheim and Orlando called Disneyville. Leader of the Heist.
That's nice.
The leader of the okay. heist or is going to be 1992 era Michael Eisner, the brains Tony Stark, the brawn a 50-foot TJ Detweiler known as the Twilight Zone Tower of TJ, the face Baby Herman, the demolitions expert Crazy Harry, and the wild card the rebooted Beck Bennett Launchpad McQuack. That's the team. That's the ultimate Disney heist team.
There we go.
And now we have to talk to the Universal Studios team to defend the plan.
Yeah.
That's when everybody it's, just clicks
it's talking
off.
ET, talking like, ET, talking ET, talking ET, talking ET, talking ET, and talking ET.
I would go talking ET, Optimus Prime, because he says he's proud of us, and that's pretty funny, and he'd be a good leader. Dudley Do-Right, he'd be the demolitions because he has dynamite in his ride. ET would be the face. The brawn would be Shrek. The brain would be Spider-Man. And the wild card is pretty clearly blue.
And the new Velocicoaster. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna hand the keys back to Brad and James.
Wow.
In under an hour.
We completed that heist. I know. I thought this was going to be our 4-hour episode. No. I mean, we could still make it a 4-hour episode.
Let's do it.
I wanted to make our Star Wars discussion
there's four,
one.
There's not 4 hours of Lego four Star hours, Wars special.
We. no, it's me being very negative about this special, despite it being pretty good. And I think I was just tired. And then we are now, if anybody's been following, we used to be the Jason Aldean podcast, but we have recently become the 303 podcast.
Can you be the 50-foot TJ Detweiler podcast?
I'm sorry, what nope. hits has TJ Detweiler sung podcast. About Helen Keller talking with hips?
Yeah, the D stands for don't trust me. As of the 18th of November, we are the 303 podcast. Although this comes out on December 6th.
So that's tomorrow.
As of the 18th of November, we are the 303 podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. But for everybody else, it was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
What, have you been living under a rock? You don't know what the name is now?
We love that.
We also recorded these episodes out of order, so yeah.
All right, an anthology podcast.
Man,
does anybody have anything that they want to plug?
We go in the same order that we did for the thing, so Brandon can go first.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in college football in a COVID riddled season, check out the Blue Bloods College Football Podcast. We've got. Yeah, we've got content, kind of. We have guests. We've had guests from ESPN, SEC Network. We have an ACC insider who's also on this episode of this podcast.
You'll remember me. This is my third time on the show talking about No Highway Option, the cinema podcast where we compare every movie to see if it's better or worse than Vin Diesel's 2005 seminal masterpiece, The Pacifier. Right now, though, we're going to be doing our holiday movie event, Snow Highway Option, where everyone's giving us holiday movies. You said this comes out on December 6th. So this Tuesday, we'll be talking about the Arnold Schwarzenegger Sinbad classic, Jingle All the Way, with Lauren and Ian from the Not Another Film podcast.
Ooh.
It is one of our longest, most tangential, and probably most fun episodes yet. Yes.
Did you watch the credits?
He makes the face where his eyes get all wide and it looks like he just pooped himself.
I don't.
Nick, do you have anything?
I don't have a podcast, but since you're listening to this on December 6th, in 6 days, it's my birthday. So be sure to wish me a birthday.
Nope, just wish him a birthday.
Not just a birthday. I hope I survive. I hope I survive those 6 days. It'll be tough. But yeah, so happy birthday to me and future Nick. But no, I don't have a podcast or anything. So
everybody should go on his wall or what's it called on Instagram? I don't know. Or Twitter, whatever social media is, and just type in birthday.
Oh, on his actual also. Birthday.
Yeah,
very good personal news. I have a contest package on the way. Did I tell you that I entered a Twitter contest to win a box of pumpkin spice Kraft mac and cheese? I won, and it's in the mail, baby.
That's awesome.
No. Yes.
I don't know.
That sounds good.
I was drunk when I entered it.
You gotta tell us how it is.
Here it comes.
Oh, well, congrats. Congrats.
I would also like to say hello to future me, listening back to this. I hope that you've taken care of those things.
This episode's a roller coaster because the intro, which you guys haven't heard, we're like, oh, it's nice to be back on a normal schedule where we're doing episodes in real time. James, do you want to plug your YouTube channel, Yogurt Togers?
Yeah. So if you want to learn about Pokemon tips and the latest news for your favorite Pokemon games, come check out my channel, Toga Tips. We're on YouTube. You can come subscribe. And then we're also on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Can you give me tips on how to get a Mudkip and Sword? Because that's all I want. Good.
I got you. I'll make a video on that.
So can we tease that this may be part of a trilogy where next time do a bracket of the best rides in Orlando?
Yeah, we could do that sooner too. Watch, the next episode is going to be the third one. We'll just do it right after.
No, let's just say, hey, we'll see you next week for the bracket.
While we're saying it's airing in December.
Yeah.
Just keep delaying it.
Yeah. Hi, future Brandon. How are you?
Hi, future Brandon.
And shout out to all of you future listeners.
Hey, future Brandon.
I'll let you guys know.
Future Brandon's probably sleeping because it's probably like 8:30.
I'm going to count it, dude. It's weird.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening to the Don't Trust Me College.
I don't understand this bit.
That's the worst name ever.
I don't know if I will.
Oh, you will. Don't worry. No, you will.
You definitely will.
You will. Thanks thank everybody for coming on.
Yes, thank you. Oh wait, we should have made Austin one of the characters in the heist.
Oh. Yeah, Austin, if you're listening, this is like the third time now. He's the universal security guard who they're heisting from. So there's no excuse.
I like to think
he texted us like 3 hours ago and asked if we were going to be on the show tonight. We're like, yeah. And then he just never texted us back.
I like to think that he's the wild card because you never knew what Austin you were going to get. There's like five different Austins.
Someday we'll get Austin on the show. Someday. Yeah, listen, watch. He'll join in.
Nope. Just the Austin.
Connection. Hey, listeners, Austin will be on next week, December 13th. Get ready.
Sometimes you have gasoline.
Brad, fade this out.
Never mind.
Oh, I'm not. I don't fade out. We go until we stop talking. This is. I don't edit this episode. This is going straight.
Austin, no edit podcast.
So until we all decide to say goodbye,
Austin, Lord of the Ants. He wears a crown.
This could be a 5 hour like whatever. I was gonna say exit interview, but that's not what it is. A 5 hour
This is
yeah, like a goodbye.
Stand up comedy. This is offboarding.
Oh man, Polar Express costs $4 to rent. That's so much. Is it
Austin? But
I think it's on a streaming service.
Austin, but instead of hands,
so. It might be on Hulu.
He has mugs instead of hands.
All right, everyone. Well, I'm going to bed.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right, thanks for being.
Good night, everybody.
For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/dcollegepod. And now a word from Anchor.